You cannot expect the casino to pay out a million times your bet, or to change the rules abruptly on you during the game. There are never days in which 36 black is designed to pop up 95% of the time. My colleague Mark Spitznagel found a martial version of the ludic fallacy. Organized competitive fighting trains the athlete to focus on the game and, in order not to dissipate his concentration, to ignore the possibility of what is not specifically allowed by the rules, such as kicks to the groin, a surprise knife, etc. So those who win the gold medal might be precisely those who will be most vulnerable in real life. Likewise, you see people with huge muscles in black t-shirts who can impress you in the artificial environment of the gym, but are unable to lift a stone. In real life, you don't know the odds. You need to discover them, and the sources of uncertainty aren't defined. Economists who don't consider what was discovered by non-economists worthwhile draw an artificial distinction between 19 risks, which you can compute, and 19 uncertainty, which you can't compute, after one Frank Knight, who rediscovered the notion of unknown uncertainty and did a lot of thinking, but perhaps never took risks, or perhaps lived in the vicinity of a casino. Had he taken economic or financial risks, he would have realized that these computable risks are largely absent from real life. They're laboratory contraptions. Yet, we automatically, spontaneously associate chance with these platonified games. I find it infuriating to listen to people who, upon being informed that I specialize in problems of chance, immediately shower me with references to dice. Two illustrators for a paperback edition of one of my books spontaneously and independently added a die to the cover and below every chapter, throwing me into a state of rage. The editor, familiar with my thinking, warned them to avoid the ludic fallacy, as if it were a well-known intellectual violation. Amusingly, they both reacted with an, "Ah, sorry, we didn't know." Those who spend too much time with their noses glued to maps will tend to mistake the map for the territory. Go by a recent history of probability and probabilistic thinking, you'll be showered with names of alleged probability thinkers who all base their ideas on these sterilized constructs. I recently looked at what college students are taught under the subject of chance and came out horrified. They were brainwashed with this ludic fallacy and the outlandish bell curve. The same is true of people doing PhDs in the field of probability theory. I'm reminded of a recent book by a thoughtful mathematician, Amir Akzel, called Chance. Excellent book, perhaps, but like all other modern books, it's grounded in the ludic fallacy. Furthermore, assuming chance has anything to do with mathematics, what little mathematization we can do in the real world doesn't assume the mild randomness represented by the bell curve, but rather scalable, wild randomness. What can be mathematized is usually not Gaussian, but Mandelbrotian.